Welcome to the podcast. Tony and Ryan here. My name's Ryan. I'm here with author Tony Lodge. We are just having a casual fight between mates.
Never. We'd never fight.
Should we just say what we're talking about?
No.
We'll save it for the pod.
Save it.
Because it's actually fucking hilarious, if I do say so myself.
Oh, God, yeah, fucking waiting to hear what Ryan was saying.
And me telling you the story will be just as exciting as me telling you how exciting it is.
Maybe.
This is Tucker. Let's move on. He's from Nebraska.
Nebraska. This is going to be a cool accent that's coming.
Nebraska, best female volleyballers in the world.
Holy shit, it's Tony and Ryan.
Are we talking to Tucker?
Yes, this is Tucker.
Oh, hi, Tucker.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're so excited to talk to you. You sound excited. Where are you? Where have we caught you?
Oh, my God. So, actually, I was, like, waiting. And I was like, well, shit, I got to go. I'm getting ready to go over to my sister's for dinner.
Oh, well, your sister can wait.
Well, I agree.
Good. Well, we don't want to hold you up too long because family's waiting.
The lasagna's hot.
Must
We've
be nice. Tucker, do you approve the podcast?
I absolutely fucking approve the podcast.
Yes.
And Tucker, very important as well, what are you having for dinner?
Oh, my God. What are we having? We are having chicken broccoli Alfredo.
I approve that. Fucking get over there, big dog.
There is not Alfredo that Tony has not approved of.
Yeah, I am not Alfredo of an Alfredo.
I am not Alfredo of an Ida. Hey, I'm Tucker from Nebraska, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, Filthy Liar Lodge.
No. Specifically, a little white lie that I need people to think about a time that maybe they've been caught out in a little white lie.
And caught out being the operative word.
Caught out being the operative word, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That's coming up soon.
Yeah, and maybe you look like a right knob after. Because I did.
A right knob. All right, well, that's coming up. But first, Tuesday means confessions.
These are tough confessions.
You know how we said, because it's completely anonymous, you go to our website, we don't ask for your email address. There's no way for us to find out.
But
we
don't said, tell us anything.
But we said, give yourself like a fun name.
Yeah.
I feel like the fun names is sort of not working because it's like the punchline.
Oh, yeah. Because was it last week that it was like,
brother banger.
Yeah.
And then the last sentence was like, and then I banged, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I banged the brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I would believe it.
Yeah. So is the name Scream of the film a spoiler? Oh, well, they do scream in it. I wish that they didn't say anything. I wish they had said nothing. Finding Nemo. So he goes missing. He goes missing. They're going to find him.
And guess what? Turns out they did. They found him.
Oh, fuck. Duh, spoilers.
Even if it was called Nemo Goes Missing, because then you still don't know if he's found or not.
Yeah. Finding Nemo, ?
Well, now we're talking.
You know, then it's a bit of a mystery.
I'll read you the name after the story.
Okay.
This is a confession from a tarpa. I was walking home drunk from a night. Forgive me, tarpa, for I have sinned.
Nice.
I was walking home drunk from a nightclub and I really, really had to pee. So I did so in the bushes on the side of the road.
Fair enough.
Mid piss, a policewoman taps me on the shoulder.
Are we assuming that this person is standing to pee or like having to squat down to pee?
It is a penis having pee.
Okay.
Who's standing peeing in the bushes.
Because the logistics of both are very different. Like me peeing on the side of the road in a bush is like higher admin than like someone with a penis just like flopping their cock out and just doing it. You know what I mean?
The amount of times I've heard people whinge that it's just so easy for us cocks people to piss anywhere we like.
Yeah. But I mean,
well, it's just so easy for you. You just fucking flop it out and piss.
Well, I mean, the thing is that because you can stand and do it, it is a lot easier.
Can you not do it standing?
No.
So what do you do when you're drunk and you're walking home and there's the bushes?
Well, you just have to wait. And get home.
No.
Well, that's the thing.
That's not good for your health.
Because you either have
to get an infection.
You either have to get like basically all the way undressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're wearing heels or something, you know, that's a risk because you got to squat all the way down.
Yeah.
That's risky territory.
Do you have to squat all the way down? Couldn't you just spread your legs and stand there?
No. because then it will just like trickle down your leg.
Oh.
So you've got to really get open it up.
And Tony's done a little hand gesture.
I did do the hand gesture. But so, you know, I'm just wondering for the logistics of the story,
very fair question.
Yeah, okay. So
especially for what's to happen next.
Oh, okay. So they're standing and peeing. Good to know. Yep.
Mid-pierce, a policewoman taps me on the shoulder. The only thing I could think to do was try and chat her up a bit because she was patrolling alone and I really could not afford to get fined.
Oh, my God.
Would that be your instant reaction?
No, absolutely not.
You're peeing and they tap you on the shoulder and you go, g'day, sweetheart.
No, absolutely not. I would start apologising and probably crying. I'd be like, especially if I'd had a couple of boozies.
Keep apologising.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to arrest you because you're so annoying.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, I'm so sorry. I've never done this before. I'm so sorry. Honestly, this is not me. Like, I would never normally do this, like, which is true. But I feel like, yeah, instantly you kind of probably not chatting them up but trying to, like, sweet talk them to be like, oh, like.
Unexpectedly, it worked and we hooked up in the back of the police car.
That did not happen.
You call them bullshit?
My confession is that is false.
Once we finished, she told me to never tell anyone, and until now I haven't. I just hope she doesn't know about the Tony and Ryan podcast because I've been dying to get this story off my chest ever since.
Nah, bullshit.
Are you calling your... this is a Perth story, by the way.
Even more of a lie than... way, Paul. I mean... but police don't patrol alone. That's the first, like, dead giveaway.
Don't they?
No. For safety reasons, that they would never be alone, would they?
I've been pulled over by a cop by themselves, yeah.
I don't know.
Is your only association with the police watching Super Troopers?
I've never seen that.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Sorry. Sorry. But, like, would police... Producer Cam, what are you...
I have some information that may support your argument, Tony, if you'd like it.
Okay, please. I'd like it. I would obviously like it.
Yeah.
This is from the Australian Institute of Criminology. To put this in context, Western Australia is currently the only Australian policing jurisdiction to have banned single-person patrols.
Yeah, they probably banned it after this
episode. But, like, I just, yeah. I'm
sick of these girls on patrol getting railed.
But, like... I mean, it wouldn't just be women. I think, because, you know, people go, oh, like a person in uniform, you know. And I think also in the confession, please reread the line that says, she was alone, so I thought I'd chat her up. That is just fucking such horrible language to use.
It is horrible language. I really couldn't afford the fine, so I thought I'd try and chat her up a bit.
Yeah. But there's a specific part in it where it was like, she was alone.
She was patrolling alone and I couldn't afford the fine.
Yeah, it's a bit yuck. But I just don't think that there's any way that could have happened. Surely you guys have to back me up here. There's no way that happened. That is like the beginning of a porno that someone saw and they went, that sounds
That'll
fun.
Do. I'll put that through the website.
Yeah.
All right, now we can't contact this person.
No.
And we don't want them to out themselves in the comments.
No.
But resubmit your form. And debate Tony. Give us some proof.
Yeah. I would love to. I would love to talk to someone.
Isn't there
about
cameras in the police car?
That's a really good point. Or like a body cam.
Oh, could you imagine the body cam of that night?
Well, I've seen it because I'm pretty sure I've watched this porno before.
The body cam.
I'm pretty sure I've already seen it. A POV.
Forgive me, Tarpa, for I have sinned. These are not good. After too many drinks at the work Christmas party, I agreed to meet a colleague back at his place. You go, hey, let's not cause a big scene here at the work party, but let's just go back to your place.
Have you ever...
I'll meet you back there.
Have you ever done the work Christmas party or work, like, Christmas in July, whatever, work party hookup?
Yep.
It's a fucking bit of a drama, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Because it's like work people and everyone. And then, you know, on the Monday morning, you know, Suzanne, who works on reception, she's nursing a coffee. She's got her sunglasses on. Yeah. She goes, did you know that I heard that Ryan and Stephanie went home? You know, there's always
Stop outing me with Stephanie.
But, like, there's always, like, a bit of, it's like a hot topic.
Yeah.
So it is risky territory hooking up at a work party.
Well, we...
And there's only three of us. So if we, you know, if,
okay, okay.
If there, if we had a Christmas party and someone hooked up, there's a chance that there was all three of us.
If between the three of us, two of us hooked up, which is the more likely outcome? In order,
probably
first, second, and third.
You and Cam, because you're both better looking than me, and you both go, fuck, lose the grenade. I'm watching Jersey Shore at the moment. So.
Lose the grenade.
I was the grenade in the situation.
Cam, can you bring a friend to chat to Tony?
Yeah. Keep her away.
Can you be my wingman and like look after her?
What's the second most likely outcome?
Producer Cam's pointing to you and I. And so both of us have just gone.
I have to. And so you're saying the least likely is you and Cam.
I'm pretty sure that Cam and I have kissed before.
Is that true, Cam?
Have we? I mean, I wouldn't put it past us.
What order would you have put the three?
Well, are you quicker to straight hook up or are you quicker to come play for the other team?
That's a great question, actually.
You're down a couple of pina coladas. Are you...
Penis coladas?
Penis coladas. Penis go harder. Are you...
If you give me a penis go harder, I'm anyone's.
Yeah. I think that probably it's one of those things where, because you're obviously in a very happy, committed wife and husband relationship with your wife.
It's called a marriage.
Yep.
You know that wife and husband thing?
You know that thing where one's one and one's
the
other?
It's like a wife and a husband.
It's like two of them.
Yeah.
They wear the rings and everything. Yeah. Because you're in a happy relationship, I feel like it's not that you would want to cheat on someone, on her to like have sex with another woman. It's like, oh, bit of difference. Point of difference.
Oh, hang on. Should we call Bridget and ask her?
No. That's not a good...
I'll put her on loudspeaker.
Hi,
do whatever you want. It's Bridget. Cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, I think you can go either way. Yeah. All three of us sounds
righto,
like a party.
Righto. Okay. Sure.
Got of all the times for your wife not to answer. You go, oh, well, you didn't say no. So so I'm guessing it was fine.
Welcome to Singer's consent class. Well, she didn't say yes, but she also didn't say no.
And we called her. We did the right thing.
I think I've told this story 75 times, but when I started at Pitcher Partners, the accounting firm, they sent all the graduates to the Gold Coast to do like a training conference.
Yeah, and if that isn't STDs in a pregnancy waiting to happen.
The graduates from Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide. So there's probably 80 23-year-olds
who like were getting pissed on the work card.
Yeah.
Which is like the loosest time. Like,
at
I don't
Cocktails
think
and Dreams is the name of the nightclub in the Gold Coast.
Right.
Cavill Avenue.
I mean,
it speaks for itself.
Yeah. What else is there? Anyway, sorry. So to return back to the Christmas party.
These are
party,
top confessions.
Probably the result is that all three of us would smooch on the face.
After too many drinks at the work Christmas party, I agreed to meet a colleague back at his place. When we got there, we were so drunk and so horny, we just got straight into it.
Nice.
The night was wild, like very wild.
We used
toys, but I actually couldn't remember which ones because I was that wasted.
Oh, my God. That's not even just being drunk, but hooking up with someone and using, like, it being like a kinky. That's
on
like
the first night.
Yeah, that's like first night hookup is normally just, like, so vanilla, and it's always shit. Like, the girl never comes at a one-night stand, ever. And you're looking at me like, you they do, they don't.
Really?
Never.
You've brought home some real studs then, obviously, in your time.
But, like, it's like when you first start going out with somebody as well. It's never good until you kind of, you know, third or fourth time when you start to really, like,
learn each
talk about
moves.
It. Yeah.
Or, like, how, what feel, yeah.
Yeah, and you kind of go like, oh, you do that a lot. I don't really like that, so could we, you know?
Can someone please say in the comment section that they've came on a first date?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely. But
on a first hookup?
It's not, I don't think it's common. I don't reckon.
Even if it's not, don't tell me.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think you want to know.
I don't.
I think it'll shatter many years of Stud Ryan out on the prowl.
I don't have much riz as is, so I don't want to hear this. After the hookup, I was horny all the time.
Oh.
I blamed it on reminiscing about a hot night. It's like days after she was just like, couldn't stop thinking about it. And she was just all revved up.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. The next morning at work when you remember that thing. Yeah.
You're not going to work after that. A whole week after this wild drunken sex, I'm taking a shower. My hand goes between my legs and the confessioner goes, to wash, you pervy bastards, brackets.
No, thank you for saying that.
Thank you for clarifying.
Especially because they just said that they were super fucking horned up. So I was like, oh, here we go.
My hand goes my legs and I feel that my labia is hard. I almost had a heart attack. I started to examine and I, you know, in panic, and I discovered something beginning to pry out. I pulled it and I heard a black butt plug pops out of my vagina 7 days after I had the hot and steamy night with the colleague.
What?
Her name of the confession was, I gave birth to a butt plug.
So again, spoiler.
Oh, I forgot to say the name of the first one. The first one was called Cop Fucker.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
It was called Filthy Lying Piece of Shit.
It's called I Love Porn 69.
How is it possible for a week to not notice? Oh.
So the thing is, like, in your vagina, you can, like...
Cam, write this down.
It's... No, it's,
you're about to learn something, son.
Yeah. Turn it upside down. It's like you can feel pressure. So you might not be able to feel something in there, but your muscles kind of like contract.
Yep.
Like, so if you've got like a tampon in or something like really small like that, like you can probably feel it, but you'd probably be like, I know that that's in there. Yep. But like a butt plug, I just feel like you would feel that. I mean, if it was really like, if they were drunk, maybe the butt plug went in the vagina and then he fucked her, or maybe
it
pushed it right. Like maybe then, you know, and it was kind of working its way down. That's like really dangerous though. Cause if it was dirty or you could get 100% get toxic shock from that, I reckon.
So at the start of this confession, you were, I guess, excited and it was a bit steamy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it now?
Well, I just feel like, what was, is that all? Do we flapped. Know anything else?
That's all we know.
I am flapped.
Yeah. That's actually also what I'm not liking about the confessions is I can't reply.
Yeah,
and go,
you can't ask.
So then
questions.
What happened? Or is the guy still, is he alive? Did he survive? And just like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm probably mostly concerned about like, yeah, the hell, like, was everything all good? Because if it were, you know, but I mean, sex toys are expensive. So you go, cool, free butt plug. You know, that's cool.
Do you reckon she messages him?
He goes, I'm so sorry to do this, but they're actually part of a set. And they go up incrementally in millimeters, and I really want all four of them back together. Like they were my grandma's. They're really sentimental.
So what, he messages her and goes, hey, I'm missing.
He goes, this is so awkward, but like the third one in the set.
Do you know, did you take it home with you? And she's like, no. Or does she wake up like after that shower and message him and go, hey, did you leave something inside of me? And he's like, yeah, a couple of rounds. He's like, no, like a...
couple of rounds. Oh, fuck me. That's grim. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
I just
that.
Feel like, wouldn't you notice it kind of...
Just wouldn't you notice it?
Yeah, but wouldn't you... Surely you would notice it like kind of coming out, like as it worked. Say if you couldn't notice it deep in the crevasses.
Tony is so rattled by this
I am story. Really rattled because I'm like... Because then I'm actually starting to gaslight myself, be like, well, maybe I don't know. But I literally have a vagina. So I'm trying to like figure out how that would feel. If you couldn't feel it in the deep crevasses of like inside you, as it was working its way out, you'd be able to feel it, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
But maybe like... Maybe they she got ravaged so good that maybe it was a bit like numb on the inside or something.
Tony, on behalf of everyone listening and especially me, can you just say a sexy sentence with the word ravaged in it again? Because that I felt things when you said that word.
And then he took me back to his place and absolutely ravished me. I said ravaged the first time, I think. Ravaged me.
What does ravaged mean?
I don't know.
Just feels right though. Yeah, it sounds real hot. Yeah.
It sounds real. Are you all right? You're sitting a bit funny.
I think I need a cigarette.
Yeah. You've come on the first date, that's for sure.
Hey, it's Tucker from Nebraska, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. Sam Volhoffer. You love to see it, Volhoffer. Sam. Thank you. Bailey Homer. Heather F., Beatrice Spinette, James Jury, not Jamie Jury, no, it's not. That? Just Googled it. And Jessica Lee, thank you very much. We absolutely love to see it.
On Thursday night, we will be in Adelaide. So 6 p.m. at the Malls, yep. Balls,
yeah, the Rundle Malls. Mall. Yeah.
And then this Saturday.
Come down and help us out.
Be a part of history.
Yep. Oh, yeah, not help us out. Help you have a memory.
You get a memory.
Yeah.
We don't ask for favours.
Everyone
you, this
gets
for
a memory.
You.
Yep.
9 a.m. at the Sydney Opera House.
Yep.
Black pants, white shirt, and all
collared
you need
shirt, like button up.
And all you need to sing is one line, which is
I still call Australia. It's a high one. So if you don't think you can make that, you can mime it. It's okay. Don't not come if you don't have singing ability.
So if, as I was saying the other day, if we get 10 people to come down, it'd be great. 100 would be awesome. Don't not come because you think there's enough. The more, yeah, the merrier. It's this big hero shot at the end of this big epic video. Yeah. It'll be the best video we make all year, yeah, and you get to be in it.
What happens if no one comes?
I mean, you just do a glorious shot.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not actually like just being like worst case scenario. If there's like 5 or 10 people there,
it'll still look amazing. It'll look,
because suddenly, because it's just you the rest of the video.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's like your friends in the choir, yeah, are like, yeah, it'll be beautiful.
I love that.
And I'll, if I have to don a white shirt.
Are you going to take one just in case?
If the numbers are low, we need to fill out the shot.
Yeah. But that's what I'm asking. You're going to take a white shirt just in case. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Well, I've got that spare white one that I had to buy to dress up as Draco. Not Draco.
Oh.
It's just Draco? Who did I dress up?
Draco
Harry Potter.
Malfoy. Yeah.
Yeah, Harry so I've got Potter, that white shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
great.
I'm good to go.
Oh, because your costumes are really coming in handy.
Can I tell you, can I tell everyone something?
Yeah.
There's now a certain cupboard in my house that's like the dress-up cupboard.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've got the sexy police outfits from Cam and I's
yep, superintendent. Expedition. Yep.
We've got all the Harry Potter stuff, my, yep, stuff and your stuff. And then there was a little something I had to dress up for a friend the other day. That's in there. And then suddenly I'm like, am I getting a dress-up cupboard?
Oh, I love that. That's a dream of mine, yeah, as a crafty person.
Yeah.
Dress-up cupboard, that's a dream.
Okay. I'll, yeah, write that down on the list.
Yeah. Anyway. When have you been caught out in a little white lie? And it's not nothing where anyone got hurt or anything, but just something that you thought, this will just cover up this little crack in this story. And
one
then,
time I was walking home taking a piss at a police officer.
But, you know, like where it's just like a tiny little cover up, and then afterwards it makes you look really bad because you're just like, fuck, now I just have to explain why I did that little thing.
I think I have one.
Please share with the class.
So it's not uncommon for me to get home and Bridget's like, oh, have you eaten?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I go, oh, no. And she goes, oh, great. Oh, I've got some dinner here. And I was like, oh, perfect. Great.
Yeah.
And then the next morning we went to the market.
Yeah.
And there's just like blatant KFC wrappers.
Yeah. I was
She's like,
say,
oh, where's
yeah,
this from?
The old cheeseburger wrapper.
Yeah.
In
and
the
I was
car,
like, oh, yeah, wow. They've been in there for weeks.
Tony had those, I think, from the other day.
What?
But then what? She goes, well, when was it? And you go, oh, yesterday. And she goes, well, I thought, you know, and then
well,
it's,
she goes, it's fine, but you said
yeah,
that you hadn't.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, but I
just want another dinner.
Is that wrong?
You know, sorry, shoot me.
So she did.
It seems like a food related one. I reckon would be pretty common.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've all done the like when you've ordered way too much Uber Eats and you ask for like more sets of cutlery so that they don't think that it's only two of you eating like a family size feast.
So they go, how much cutlery? And you go, yeah, can I get four knives?
You go, oh, well, I'll need four sets of knives and forks. Or I've also done the classic like when the Uber Eats comes. Mm. This is back in the day, like pre-COVID, when they used to actually like come to your door, like in the apartment, yep, building or whatever. And I've been like, oh, Mel, John, like, oh, Alex,
actually,
the food's here. Yes, I'm not even kidding.
Tony
I'm not
Lodge.
Even, I know.
Tony
and I've
Lodge.
Also done it where like if I've been alone and maybe ordered like something, like two things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you get, like, say you get Japanese and you get, like, a little bit of sushi and you get, like, a katsu bowl
I mean,
as well.
Who's not doing that?
Exactly. I always go, like, oh, Alex, like, oh, food's here. And then I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Do you think that they might think, even if you didn't do the names thing, that they might just assume there's more people? You don't need to, like, prove it?
No, but I'm worrying about the proving.
Okay.
Because I'm like,
because if they go, well, look at all this food, there's obviously more people here.
Yeah, but then I don't want them to think it's only one person because then they go, oh, that's for more than one person. You know what I mean?
Do you reckon they know?
I reckon they don't give a fuck. I know that that's the classic, like when I go, oh, I'm too scared to get laser hair removal and people go, they don't care.
They
I go, no,
day.
They do care. I honestly don't think
they don't give a fuck.
To be honest, they probably don't even open it or look at it. Like, they wouldn't know what's in it anyway. They pick up the bag
and they drop it at the address.
Yeah.
And they go to the next
one. They're delivery professionals.
I tell you what would make them somewhat suspicious.
What?
If some dumb bitch goes, Mel, Alex, all the other people that live here, insert name here.
Script. I'm like shaking papers in the background, like obviously reading.
Thank you, Uber Eats man. This is definitely for more than one person, yeah. Isn't it?
All
definitely.
All my friends are here.
All my friends. I reckon you're giving it away more than you're helping.
Probably.
But I appreciate the input and the effort.
Is it not just the thing of like, the comfort in being like, oh, there's more people here. Whether they believe it or not makes you feel better because you go, you know what I mean?
If that's what you need to do, Tony Lodge, to make you feel better, then Cam and I support it.
Thank you.
Also, Cam and I would request that we get in the rotation of the fake names.
Oh, you want to be in the names?
Yeah.
Well, that's believable.
See, that's what I mean. Commit.
If someone dropped something off to me and I went, Ryan, they'd go, well, you work with Ryan.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so this happened to me the other day. And I went to...
I already love it and hate it at the same time.
So during lockdown, this is like very niche local knowledge, but during lockdown, this guy started this business called Tarts Anon. And it was...
Tarts Anon.
Yeah, so it's like sweet tarts.
Yep.
And he used to make them in his kitchen at his house, and he'd make like five and he'd put it on his Instagram story. Yep. Like his girlfriend would put it on their Instagram story and they go, we've got five tarts, they're this flavour, who wants them? And it would be the first five people that messaged them.
First in, best dressed, boom.
And it would be like $50 or something.
Yep.
And so that was, at the very beginning of COVID, because I think the guy, Gareth, like lost his job because like obviously restaurants shut down and stuff like that.
I'll just bake from home then.
He was like, well, I've got to do something to fucking keep me sane. And, you know, a little bit of pocket money as well.
Absolutely.
Probably wouldn't have hurt at the time.
Yep.
And anyway, it's gone from that to then like they kind of hired a kitchen because they got so many people. I think like Zoe Foster Blake and like Joel Creasy shared on Instagram this place, and they just
the holy grail of Instagram shout outs.
Right. And it just went gangbusters. They ended up like hiring a kitchen, but now they actually have like restaurants, like actual cafes.
They've gone full circle.
Yeah. So they're now like there's they've got a few locations, I think. Mm-hmm. And so they make all their tarts like in store, and they make like seven different types of tart a day. And you can go in
and
there.
And are they up to the hype?
Oh, they are. So Torbs and I managed to get one when they were only doing the like 10 on a Sunday.
And describe the kind of tart we're talking about here.
So the one that we bought was it's like a sweet, like really delicate buttery crust, and it had like a caramel, like salted caramel base, and then it was like chocolate tart on top. So it was like chocolate and caramel.
It's real rich.
It was really rich, and we bought it.
Is it something that you shouldn't eat all by yourself? Because it sounds a bit rich. It sounds like you'd only need a thin slice.
Yeah, you only need a little bit. So...
It does honestly sound rich, though.
No, it does, and it is. So I was going to – so we bought one of these tarts during lockdown, right? We were really lucky, and it was kind of exciting because you couldn't do much at the time. Torbs and I, like, got in the car, and we went and picked up this tart, and we, you know – like
it was within 5 kilometres.
It absolutely was. And
I'll report. I would fucking
– I'll report you. I'd tell someone. I'll give you some of the tart if you don't say anything.
Deal.
No, it was – so they were doing it in Richmond.
Yeah, okay,
and so it was, like, just down the street from us.
Perfect.
Anyway, and we went down and we picked it up, and that was all great. And then the other day, by chance, I was at a meeting. I was actually meeting with the girls from Shameless.
Oh, how nice.
Michelle and Zara, and they're great. And I went and had a meeting with them. And then as I was leaving, I noticed that just down like two doors up from their office was one of these Tarts Anon shops.
No, oh, what are the chances?
And it was like lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it and I was like, oh, I'll go. And Torbs was working from home, and I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll go home. I'll surprise him with some tart.
Yep.
It was like around midday, and I probably like looked as though I was headed to the office. Like, so when I went in there, it was probably like, oh, she's on her lunch break. She's taking this back like for a meeting kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yep.
And then they'd sell the tarts like full or half or in the slice.
Yeah.
And they had all of these slices like lined up. And I think that however many slices it took to like make up a full one is how many flavors they had. And I said, oh, I'll get one of those. And oh, yeah, I'll try one of those.
Oh, so like when you get a half pizza, but you can go like every slice is like a different flavor.
Yeah.
And it makes up. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's really good. And anyway, so I made up like basically a full tart with the thing. And it was the awkward like, she picked up a small box because I went, oh, can I get that one and that one? And then I was like, oh, actually, I'll get that one as well.
She had to switch boxes.
And then she had to get a new box. And then
they do that at the sushi place.
The sushi place at Vic Gardens every time. And doesn't it make you feel awful?
Yeah.
And sometimes at the beginning, you try and preempt that and go, I'm going to get four rolls.
Hey, sweetheart, get the big box.
Grab the big one.
Dad's hungry.
Dad's hungry. Yeah, 100%. And anyway, by the end of it, basically, it's like a pizza box full of tart. Like it's like a big square, like cardboard box.
It's practically Christmas Day.
And I'm kind of like realizing that my eyes were obviously like just lit up at this tart thing. And I was just like, oh my God, like that one looks, oh, that one. And I just couldn't choose. And that's why I ended up with this full tart, right? And then.
Poor you. We get it. It was so hard to choose. I just had to buy them all.
And then I go, it's so hard. When you're buying for like lots of different people.
Oh, no, they didn't fucking, they didn't give a fuck. And they knew the second you walked in that not a second person was going to get anywhere near one of those tarts.
And she just kind of like looked at me like, she kind of looked at me funny. And
don't fucking lie to me.
She goes, love your podcast, by the way. So at the very least, she knows that I work with two people.
Yeah. Oh, it's a busy office in that place. What do you do? Run a production? Yeah, there's two of us and we do a podcast.
Or she knows that I'm going home to my boyfriend and Pippa. And like she knows that only two people in there are going
to
be eating.
Well, if she listens to today's episode, she'll know you're
Mel
a filthy
and Jonah. Yeah, everyone's there. Anyway, and she goes, love your podcast, by the way. And that kind of just like, I was like, oh, thank you so much. And we were chatting about the pod and whatever. And she like, asked about you and, you know, how we run things and where our office is and whatever.
She was trying to scope out how many people work there.
Yeah, she was doing real Raycon work.
Oh, you must
work.
Have a big team and you're like, nope. Just we brought Cam on for a few days and it's just us.
Yeah,
just the
it's
three
just
of us.
And he's away at the moment. So, yeah. And anyway, so she goes, oh, anyway, like so great to meet you. That's blah, money, whatever. And she goes, did you need like napkins and cutlery for this? And I was like, oh, no, that's fine. I'm taking it home. I went.
If you're going to fucking spin a tail, mate, at least commit.
I undid it myself.
So she threw you a
curveball.
Because
she threw me because she went, oh, by the way, like, love the podcast. And so instantly.
So hang on. If I can tell you're lying and giving a bit of mayo to a story, if I'll just, like, sneak in a few compliments.
Yeah, then I'll, I'm anyone's.
Yeah, then, then you'll just, you'll fall out of the lie.
I do.
And just go into happy. And then I'll be like, cool, so, and then ask the question and it's all over.
It's like when you rub a dog on the tummy and it goes like, just like fully, I was relaxed and I was not on my guard.
Oh, this is for a lot of people. Oh, Tony, your hair looks good. Let me rub your belly. I'm not eating it all myself.
It's mine. Anyway, so it was like really fucking embarrassing because this girl's obviously gone like, well, yeah, I like know who you are. And I was like, oh, anyway. And then so I pay and I just kind of walk out of there. And as I'm walking out of the tart place holding the pizza box full of tart, like obviously on my way home, this girl stops me and she goes, oh my God, I love your podcast so much. And she kind of like puts her hand on my arm and whatever. And I'm holding this giant fucking tart box. And I was just like, like awesome. Another person sent me this huge tart. Yeah. And then I'm standing on the street. I'm waiting for my Uber. And this car like stops in front of me. And I was like, oh, it must be my car. And they roll down the window. They go, oh my God, I love your podcast so much. How good are those tarts? Aren't they awesome? Oh, I've had a bit. I have had a slice before, but that looks good. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was just
Jeez,
like,
you got a whole box.
And I was just like, oh, thank you so much. Like, that's so lovely of you. And then another girl walks past. She goes, I just saw you walking there and I didn't want to say anything, but that girl just said something and I love your pod. So I'm, oh, enjoy that tart. I'm just walking in to get a slice myself. Like, oh my God. And it was just like, I was obviously like heading home.
Did you consider giving them each a slice?
Well, I thought about just ditching it and running, to be honest, and going like,
Well, first of all, if you're going to ditch it anyway, ditch it with Cam and I.
Well, I'd already said I was going home and I got no cutlery.
If you're going to imply that it's for people you work with, at least give them some of the tart.
I just, I did the classic like, oh my God, yeah, you know, oh, just want to get a good mix for lots of people kind of thing. She's like, and it's always so hard for people that have dietaries. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, I'm going home. Like, I know.
You're a fucking idiot. You deserve that.
Oh, and I just couldn't believe that, yeah, I made, you know, a pretty good lie. It, whether she believed it or not, it was enough for me. And then I obviously undid all my hard work instantly.
Do you reckon, back to that original theory,
yeah,
is that, like, if you didn't lie, she wouldn't have given a fuck anyway?
No, she wouldn't have cared. Yeah. Or even if I literally said, I'm taking this home, she would have gone, great.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't care.
My job is
care.
To fill the box and be nice.
Yeah.
I don't actually, care where or how
and
or
that,
who.
And that's fine.
Mel?
Yeah, hello?
John?
Oh, yeah, I'm just on my way home, five friends. Yeah. Oh, sorry. And then my phone starts ringing, like, even it's up to my, and I'm like, oh, it's I've dropped a call. Sorry about that.
Oh, God. Terrible. Far out. Well, you deserve that.
Yeah, I did. And
what happened to the year of honesty?
Oh, that's with you guys. That's not in real life.
I've got a You Love to See, which is sort of on a similar track of food.
Oh, okay.
From Spencer Shields, who is a tarpa.
Yeah, I know the name.
After all the hype on the podcast that I've heard for years, I finally tried my first ever hot cross bun.
What?
They've never had one before.
Oh, my God. How was it?
Gotta say, worth the hype.
They are
and
good.
And then some,
yes,
says Spencer.
They are very good.
It's like, and this is like, you know when there's like a compliment but with like a subtle dig mixed
oh,
in?
Oh, yeah.
It's as if fruitcake but well executed.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I guess it's, because most people prefer the bread of a hot cross bun to like the cake of a fruitcake. I like fruitcake. I'm one of those freaks. I love fruitcake.
It's like a Christmas pud? Is that a fruitcake or is
not,
it different?
It's the same kind
friends,
of thing.
They're friends. Not the same, but they're friends. Cousins.
Yeah.
Distant, third cousins.
Fruitcake is more dense.
Would you say it's, they are thick, eh?
Yeah, like it's a, would I say what?
Yeah, no. Nah.
You just said, would you say the air is thick? What do you mean? What were you asking?
I confused the word dense and then the word moist.
Well, they are moist.
Yep.
If you had a dry fruitcake, I'd throw that in the bin.
Oh, absolutely.
It'd taste like a brick.
Yeah.
I really like fruitcake, though. I know it's a not popular opinion. Mm. Producer Cam's nodding his head like a bloody doggy on the dashboard.
No.
It's very good.
Better than a tart from Tarts Anonymous?
No, Tarts Anon.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Abbreviation, please.
Yeah. Well, I wish it was a non when you bought from there. I wish I had some, you know, sign an NDA. Don't tell anyone that I bought a whole one.
But Spencer, glad to hear that another Ryan recommendation is.
They
paid
should
off.
Sell them year round. And that wasn't a Ryan recommendation. That was a
joint recommendation. We're both in agreement that they're a 12-month food.
They should be year round. You should be able to get them all the time.
What if?
Yep.
Tarts are non-style.
Yeah.
We just created just this little artisan cute little corner store that was, it was just called, it's called 12-month buns and it's just hot cross buns 12 months a year. And, you know, nice coffee and you go in and you go, yeah, a hot cross bun, a little bit of butter toasted and a nice coffee.
Do you think that would do well?
If there was not many of them. Because if it was like, oh, here's the one spot you can get them all year round, that would be like its selling point. And they'd have to be good. They can't just be stocked. They need to be good.
Well, see, that's the thing. Neither of us can, like, who would be doing the cooking? Of the three of us, like, who? You know
Bridget,
what I mean?
Bridget's baking now.
Oh, okay. Well, she's about to have a baby, so she might not want to take on a full-time baking job.
She's so
what lazy. Do you have to be up till, like, at 1 a.m. till, like?
Well, she'll be up anyway.
Oh, that's true. She might as well be bunning.
Yeah.
Oh, another bun in the oven. My love to see is from JD Christina Louise Shepherd.
Don't save any letters for anyone else.
Yeah, nice. She shared in our Facebook group on our You Love to See It thread, I couldn't be happier to have handed in my resignation last night to a job I've dreaded going to every day.
Yes.
I've had to work there for over a year. Ooh. And I finally had another job offer being... I've accepted another job. Sorry, I'm so excited that I can't even get this out.
You've got tart on the mind.
I have got tart. And now hot cross buns and fruitcake as well. I've taken another job that will help me gain experience in my field as I study my bachelor degree. And the job is looking after dogs for a living.
Oh my God.
So I'm guessing that like maybe a vet nurse or like working in a shelter or something like that, like a dog shelter. Isn't that the most amazing thing ever?
Start the fucking blog, quit the fucking job.
Look after the fucking dog. And we've always said that. So, JD, we would like to extend our sincere congratulations as huge advocates for quitting toxic jobs.
Yep.
We've had lots of people share stories about that with us over the year, which is so lovely. So thank you, JD, for sharing that. We absolutely love to see it.
You love to see it. Buns? Should we fucking hit a bakery somewhere?
Yeah, let's go and bun it up. Fuck. Hopefully we find, what is it? Full calendar buns? What did you say?
12 months of buns.
12 months. What did I say? Full calendar buns.
Let's
that's a good name as well, actually.
Let's go to Tarts Anonymous and then
Tarts Anon.
Please don't yell at me.
No, but it's then Tarts Anon. I'll get
there. What was the girl's name that worked there?
I have no idea.
You rude bitch.
I don't.
And then she'll be
I was
like,
confused.
She'll be like, "Oh, Ryan, you obviously enjoyed the last one."
And you go, "I've never been here before
in
my goddamn life."
Eaten one
you're
of these
like
tarts.
Super aggressive. You're like, "I've never been here.
I've never had one of these." Oh, because Tony said, "Yep,
yeah."
She says lots of things.
Well, she lies all the time.
It's a year of honesty.
It's in Cremorne, though. It's not far from here.
We're in Cremorne.
We're in Richmond.
For
but
an event soon?
Yes, we are.
I'll pass by.
Yeah.
I'll let them
pop
know.
In.
I will.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Hope you loved today's episode.
Yeah, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.